Hi, I'm Barry Ritholtz, and this is A Recovery Squandered. In their morning note, Philippa Dunn and Doug Henwood made passing reference to last year's volume, A Recovery Squandered, The State of U.S. Competitiveness, 2019. It was published by the Harvard Business School. Take a look at some of the graphics and data within this special report. You'll be shocked exactly how weak the post-Great Financial Crisis recovery was. The authors ask, why has this generation of American leaders, unlike their predecessors, failed to upgrade the country's business environment during a long expansion? They explore this question in a chapter titled Politics and Competitiveness. It is not a pretty picture. The biggest issue? The failure of Congress to pass a broad stimulus package in the depths of the Great Financial Crisis. Sure, they rescued the banks, but they hardly did very much for the rest of the economy. As HBS points out, it was a failure of leadership, and no one can claim more responsibility for that failure than Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. His refusal to allow a substantial countercyclical stimulus to be passed in the 2009-2010 Congress was paramount. Instead, all we had was temporary tax cuts, short-term extension of unemployment benefits, with the most modest of infrastructure spends. The results can be seen in various crisis recovery charts, such as GDP or employment. We should be heartened that there was a major $3 trillion CARES Act passed in 2020, and the market appears hopeful that a second rescue bill, similar in size to the $787 billion stimulus passed in 2009, might be coming by the end of this week. The question investors and voters should be asking, will there be a bipartisan bill passed in 2021? Or will we see another catastrophic failure like the one we had in 2009? Asked differently, does Mitch McConnell only believe in countercyclical economic rescues when the president is from his own party? The answer to that question could very well drive the economy in 2021. For more of my insights, visit The Big Picture at ritholtz.com.